Blog Talk Radio.
I need a sign. Let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
Love that song, don't you? Welcome to the Angel Radio Show called Angels, Guardians, and Angelic Realms. I am your host, Mrs. Smith, also known as Mambo La Reina. Some listeners may remember me from hosting another radio show. It was about the paranormal, and it was called Mystic Seekers. And we hosted that show from probably 2011 through last year, for 3 years, 2 or 3 years, we hosted the show. Those episodes are in archives through planetparanormal.com. Bob Davis runs the site, and he's been so gracious to still play our past shows. I'm still a psychic medium for Mystic Seekers Paranormal Team, specializing in investigating suspected haunted objects, because not everything is haunted. I find a lot of people will think, I'm just getting a funny feeling from these pearls, and I use psychometry where I can see, feel, and hear messages when I touch an object. And I'm like, nope, they're just from China. You felt nothing, But other times, some objects do hold other people's energy. So I do do a lot of work like that as far as my mediumship, and I do readings. My Facebook page is facebook.com/divinerealmreader. And I teach monthly classes to develop your psychic abilities at the Capstone House in Panama City, Florida, plus online classes and things like that. In September, coming up this month, we have a life coach who will be answering your questions live. So if you have a question about your life purpose or you need some advice from a life coach, she'll be on next week. We have a shaman from New Mexico coming up after her, and we will be discussing angels and aliens. That's going to be a touchy subject because I love my angels, but that's going to be an interesting show. We'll be taking callers for live mediumship sessions with you and a lost loved one. So we have a lot of things planned in September and October. I really have no idea yet, okay? I'll just be honest with you. I really don't know. I'm working at 1 month at a time, and September looks really awesome. So October will even be better because it's Halloween season, and the veil is really thin at that time. And tonight we have a guest from the Capstone House. She is the event coordinator. Her name is Bonnie Bidach. And I met her a few months ago as I started teaching workshops at the Capstone House, which it's like a metaphysical library school, kind of. They do all kinds of Reiki and hypnosis, and I'll let her talk about the different events. And they have a Mystic Fair coming up September 12th. She's become a good friend of mine. She's super, super sweet, and she's very nervous, so everybody please be nice to her. So let's bring on Bonnie Bidach on the air. Bonnie, are you're on the air? Hey. Can you hear me?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Yes, I'm so glad you could be on. I heard you were very nervous.
Very much so, and I appreciate you having me on.
No, when I said, oh, we only have like 2,000 listeners, who knows? Sometimes it's 4 people, Bonnie, But because we have this show in archives, that's what I notice, like when I go back and I look at the show numbers, that maybe 3 weeks later, you know, we've had 1,000 hits on that archive. So a lot of people who miss the show live will go back and listen to it in archives. So forever you will be on the airwaves in archives for this show. No pressure, right?
Right, none at all.
So
I wanted to talk about Capstone House.
I really like Capstone. Well, I really like you, you know, and you're the event coordinator, and all my dialogue and things I talk about doing at Capstone is always with you. And but y'all do a lot of things. You know, I come in once a month and I teach one class. And last week I was telling the listeners that you're going to come on. I don't know if you heard the show, but I said that you have like some class where you wear like a triangle hat and you do healing. I didn't know what else. Y'all do so many things, like the drum circle and all that. So do you want to tell some of our listeners what does Capstone House do?
Absolutely.
Or offer?
Right. Capstone House is a metaphysical center that has been in existence since 1989, and I was there in the very beginning in the planning stages, and I'm still there working in the library, and that came with a lot of other things like the newsletter, the website, and also events coordinator. Capstone House has a lot of ongoing programs. We have a Urantia study group. We also have a thought technology class where they use the Abraham Hicks information for manifestation. We have a drumming circle, a Reiki class. We have a pranic healing class. And we also offer hypnosis, aura cleaning, and classes of all kinds for just about anything anybody would want. My favorite is the perfuming class and the classes that you do.
Oh, thank you. You know, in case anyone is wondering, who's this Bonnie Bedach woman? I'm going to read your bio. And this is what Bonnie had wrote for me for the radio show. I've been on my spiritual path since my first Saturn return in 1986. I mastered tarot and began reading professionally in 1990. As an ordained minister, I am specializing in non-traditional weddings, and I'm currently the librarian at Capstone House's Metaphysical Library, which is one for very few in this area, the state of Florida. You know, that's true, because there's not a place that, I mean, I've gone to the library, and they don't have the cool books that y'all have. I'll add that. I spend most of my free time studying ascension and meditation and meditating to increase my vibrations as high as possible. I love writing short stories and poetry. I collect crystals and use them for increasing my intuition and psychic abilities. I love working with oils, herbs, and amulets to assist others in working through their problems and growing into empowered individuals. I have many skills that I use to assist as much as possible. And the Capstone website is www.capstonehouseinc.org. And that's where you can find out the events that's going on in Capstone House, or to get a hold of Bonnie as well. So I wanted to make sure that our listeners knew a little bit of your background. So you do readings. So in addition to being the event coordinator, and that's a lot because you're handling all the different events that are going on there, you're also working with clients.
I am. I've just begun to do readings again because people just kept showing up and needed a reading. So I thought, well, I guess it's time to do it again.
Oh,
so
you know, spirit has a way to do that. You know,
yeah.
When it's ready. You know, when you're ready, they send students to us. So it was you that was ready.
Well,
definitely.
You can't hide so long, I think. After a while, you have to come out and do what you can do.
Exactly. What's coming up September 12th?
September 12th, we have our annual Fall Mystic Festival. We have a number of healers, readers, vendors. We will have food, and we will also have speakers talking on various metaphysical subjects that they find interesting. And anybody that's interested, it will be from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on September 12th. Adults, $5 to get in the door. Children under 13 are free. We will have one of this area's top mediums come in, and he always is a really good draw. People like him. George Lugo, I'm not sure if you are familiar with him or not, but we'd love to have you come in and do that also.
I am thinking about it. I know that I'll be there on September 26th teaching an automatic writing workshop, but I might be able to make the 12th. So after the radio show, we'll have to talk about that. Because I originally turned it down because the dates just didn't work out with my schedule, but it seems like it might be open. So that's something I'd love to do. I love Psychic Fair, and I love the fact that you named it Mystic Fair, because that's what it is. It's mystics, you know. It's not just psychic readings. I mean, it's art, right? You'll have vendors and are you going to have that artist there? It was like a painter. I saw on the website you had like a spiritual artist there, and she had all her paintings on the wall. Are you going to have that painter there?
She moved to Tennessee, and I don't think she's going to be able to be with us this time.
Oh, okay.
We really
missed
her a lot. But we would love to have somebody.
And you'll be doing readings.
Although she's having a wonderful time in Tennessee.
And you'll be doing readings there on September 12th?
Actually, I'll be running the Capstone store in the library. We have a little, like a gift shop, and I'll be back there doing that, selling T-shirts and stones and oils and different things that we offer, jewelry.
Yeah, you know, you organize it all, so in a way, it's almost like someone has to book you at a different date, because it seems like the events, as the event coordinator, you're managing, you know, most of the event. So I'm always happy when you can get to sit down during my workshops and have a little fun, you know. We have some callers wanting to ask you a question, or do you have your cards? Would you like to do any... reading a message from Spirit for any of our callers?
If there is someone who would like a message, I'll see what I can do.
All right, let's see. We have, we asked our producer. Can you bring the first person on the air? All right, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Andrea.
Hello, do you have a question for Bonnie, or would you like a message from Spirit?
I'll have a message from Spirit.
Okay. All right. What's your astrology sign?
I'm Gemini.
You're a Gemini, just like Bonnie. Bonnie's a Gemini, too. So there's
it's
four people on the phone with me.
I'm May 27th. I'm May 27th.
You're May 27th, just after. Wow. See, Bonnie, something was meant to be. Another Gemini. A first caller was a Gemini. I don't know if I can handle four of you right now. So just, you know, just bring the good Gemini out right now.
We're the best.
Okay. What I'm seeing here, what I'm sensing to tell you is, well, I got the High Priestess, which means that Spirit is really moving through you. You're not going with the program. It's like you're dragging your feet.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to consider meditating more or trusting what you're hearing.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
It's time for you to open.
It's time for me to open.
That's right. The new moon would be an excellent time for you to just sit somewhere that you really feel good. Hold a crystal if you like crystals, but you really need to get in touch with your inner self, because it's happening for you now.
Yes.
And
you
I
know,
will
Geminis
tell you this.
are very magical. That's a very magical sign, you know. So I always encourage a Gemini to be stronger in their spiritual path, because you really are two spirits in one, you know, and that's power in the magic world. So this new moon, meditate and follow Bonnie's advice, and I bet it'll do you real good.
Right, I do see some confusion for her. She's not sure that she trusts what she's getting.
Yeah.
But it is real. It's real and it's very powerful.
Okay.
So I would say go with it. You'll be amazed at how powerful you really are.
Your gifts are waiting. New moon homework.
When is the new moon?
The new moon is two weeks from the full moon. So
let's
see.
It should be next week.
It should be next week, yeah. Boy, that last full moon, that was a killer, wasn't it? It was. They called it the emotional apocalypse because it was full moon in Pisces. Everybody was crying that I knew. Lord have mercy. So the new moon is going to be very refreshing for the Gemini, very refreshing. So thank you so much for calling.
Is there any particular crystal I should use? I'm sorry, is there any particular crystal I should use or just anyone?
I would say for her, I would start with either a quartz crystal or an amethyst, particularly to open her up because she's holding back. She's very well grounded. But she's holding back. She needs to open the top and work out of the top. Open the crown and work out of it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for calling. You know, Bonnie, a little bit I wanted to talk about the ascension and meditation that you do. And is that anything that you can tell our listeners about? What is it that you do?
Well,
for you personally. I know you do it personally, right?
Right. From the very beginning, I was very interested in what is now termed the ascension, raising the vibration as high as possible to allow yourself to move from one dimension to the next. And it can be done by following your spiritual path and through meditation if you are willing to allow the energy to move through you. When I first opened, one of the things that I found that was really easy and was terrifying was that I could very easily slip from one dimension to the other. And so I really focused on that, and meditation made all the difference.
And
one thing
what
that
do you
I would
meditate? Are you meditating with the angels? Or are you listening to music?
No, actually I found that I did better in the silence. I did better in silence with a candle burning.
All right.
I would burn a candle, and I would just visualize myself working with light and moving upward, and particularly breath control works really well for raising my vibration.
Very good. That's something that psychic medium John Holland talks a lot about, is sitting in the silence. It's just that, you know, a lot of people get caught up in the by those waves, you know, that give you subliminal messages and different meditations to call on the angels, and that's excellent, but really sitting in the silence and clearing your mind, because, you know, anybody who has insomnia will know that everything you think about at night, right, you know, all day long, you don't think of nothing. And then at night, it's like, did I leave the coffee maker on? Is the garage light on? What am I going to do Saturday? You know, are my clothes dry in the dryer? You know, because our mind does not turn off. So to be able to sit in the silence, it really is harder than it sounds. Yeah, you just turn on the other mind is what it is. One mind is chatty. One is real quiet.
And I can't always control which one goes when. But I did find that if I didn't have to listen to anything else, I was less distracted. Breath control and watching the flame really helped to guide me right up out of my body and into other dimensions. I saw some wonderful visions and heard some amazing sounds. And
wow. That's very good, Bonnie. That's very high vibration, and that's what the psychics and the mediums that I work with, that's what they do. They sit in the silence, you know. Sometimes I'll just pray, or I'll just call Archangel Michael, and I'll have him shield me, and Raphael, and I create a healing chamber. But all of it is visual, you know. I'm very, very visual. But I guess it's basically sitting in the silence. But I'm praying and I'm talking to the angels and asking them to help me with this or with that. So you're doing really, really well. We have another caller who has a question for you. Would you like to take another caller, Bonnie?
Absolutely.
All right. You're on the air. What's your name?
Hello, Nathaniel.
Hello, you're on the air. What's your name?
Nathaniel.
Hi, how are you doing? Do you have a question for Bonnie?
I wondered if she saw a move or me get a new car soon.
Okay, a move or a new vehicle soon.
Yep.
All right.
Actually, I don't see a move, but I do see a vehicle.
Is it a Rolls Royce? A convertible?
Actually, it's something more along the lines that he can afford. And I don't mean that condescendingly, but it seems to be more of a car that, it's not a really expensive car, but it's a good car, one that will take care of you. I see on the very top that, well, okay, shall I just say what I see?
Sure. Yes, that's how spirit
okay,
works.
I see a tendency to have a very extravagant taste at times, but not always the means to carry that out. And I do see that the best advice is to stay within his budget and get a good car. I still don't see a move. Looking forward, I still don't see a move, but I do see him in a vehicle.
Hey, that's not bad. You know, one out of two, you know.
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like no vehicle, no move, no nothing. Goodbye, you know. So at least you got a vehicle coming. So look out for something that's affordable, you know.
You see it being a small car or a truck or a van?
I see a mid-size. It could be a mid-size car. It could be a truck. It's very functional. I see something functional and powerful.
All right.
Now, that could be a truck, or it could be a mid-size car, or even an SUV.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Do we have another caller, producer? I'm waiting. We have some people from New York, and we have a little blog talk dashboard for the producer. And do we have another caller?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. We're trying to get that organized. In the meanwhile, Bonnie, if somebody'd like to book you for readings, for a private reading, how would they get in touch with you?
The best way would be 850-730-6580.
Okay. So it's 850-730-6580. What I'll do is I'm going to put this on my Facebook page, Divine Realm Reader, and I'll put your name and I'll put your phone number and the Capstone House link also underneath your radio information. So that way, you know, I do that for all the guests, and that way if anyone missed the live show and they go through archives or they see that post, they'll be able to get a hold of you. So they can call you. You do not accept crank calls, right? And no heavy breathing. Okay,
no
heavy breathe. So please do not call.
I prefer not have to deal with that.
Okay, so no, not during new moon, full moon only, right?
Exactly.
Well, I want to thank you so much for
being
on the show.
At the full moon, you never know who's going to be breathing heavier.
I'm telling you, I get some strange phone calls. I get some strange emails, and I get, you know, people in need and then just crazy people. And, you know, we just do our best to help everybody we can. But see, look how fast that time went, Bonnie. And you were worried. There is nothing to be worried about.
Not at all.
So I want to thank
you. Actually, it was quite enjoyable.
you know, thank you for being on the show. If for those who are in Panama City or in the Panama City Beach, Florida area, the Capstone House on Beck Avenue is having their Mystic Fair September 12th. I'll be there September 26th teaching an automatic writing workshop, and there are events going on that y'all do weddings, and, you know, you have events just about daily, even belly dancing classes too, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's what I love about it. I mean, I may only come in once a month, but then I see the event calendar and it's like, gosh, I miss so much, you know. But I'm about an hour away from Panama City, so, but anybody in Panama City Beach and Panama, if you have any questions, you can go to the website, www.capstonehouseinc.org, and or you can call Bonnie at 850-730-6580. She prefers heavy breathing on full moon, but since new moon is coming, it'll just be for readings only when you call, okay?
That's true.
All right, thank you so much, Bonnie, for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right. I need a sign. Let me know.